I'm joined now by pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Now, Elizabeth, it's that time of year when we should be thinking about medicine we are taking and the holidays ahead.
Yeah, Barry, you're absolutely right. Christmas and New Year holidays taking a weekend again. So that means most doctor surgeries will be closed for 4 days, both weekends.
So should people be able to use their pharmacy?
I like to think of the community pharmacy as being the most accessible of all the healthcare professionals. Most pharmacies will be open each of the Saturdays, and then there'll be pharmaceutical provision made across different areas. The out-of-hours centres, they'll have a note of where the cover is, and they can direct you there. Out with those particular days, I like to think of your community pharmacists and staff being a filter. Say you have some health issue and you're just not sure whether you should see the doctor or not, then have a word with your pharmacist. Just ask.
What about repeat prescriptions, Elizabeth?
There are some services such as Medicine Care and Review, and that's a Scottish service where pharmacists have a prescription probably for 12 months for you, and that's for stable patients only. And this means that you, the patient, you don't need to order your prescription every month or every 2 months. It means the pharmacist can give the next episode early. So, for example, if it does fall over a holiday time. But of course, every pharmacy across the UK sorts out your prescriptions, repeat prescriptions, probably either by going to the surgery or online. So please ask in your pharmacy. They'll understand, and so the surgery, that you'll probably need your medicine a wee bit earlier.
Sure. And should we have some over-the-counter medicines in the house just in case?
I think it's always a good idea, Barry, to have an emergency pack. Paracetamol, indigestion remedies, we might be overeating, a compression bandage for damage to the arm or leg. Now, as far as taking over-the-counter medicines are concerned, you need to be sure that you're taking them safely with other medicine you're taking from the doctor. So obviously you can check with your pharmacist about that. And that clearly there'll be a lot of children visiting maybe, and it's a good idea to have something for them. Obviously, the preparations are all geared up with the correct doses for children. And I know most people know no aspirin for anyone under 16.
And just lastly, Elizabeth, if people do have a genuine emergency, then who should they contact?
999, obviously, if you're experiencing chest pain or breathlessness, that is a medical emergency. Also, if a child has persistently high temperature, then please seek medical help right away. 111. If you're not able to resolve the issue at home or with your pharmacy, it may be that the out-of-hours contact can help you. They can also contact the pharmacy with the medication that's been prescribed, possibly by email now, and that can be done quickly on these holiday times.
And if anyone would like to find out any more information about this subject matter or anything else, how can they get in touch with you, Elizabeth?
Oh, www.elizabethroddick.com.
Going to catch up again in a few weeks' time, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Roddick, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.